Pride Daily.
Hi there, I'm Kev McGrath, and this is Pride Daily. A homophobic TikToker's crying his little heart out over AI videos portraying him as gay. Next, as video games firm Electronic Arts is sold to a Saudi-led consortium, is their LGBTQ+ content at risk? And Sylvester Stallone's wife says the children of Hollywood stars turn out transgender because their lives lack structure. Sylvester's clearly the brains of the outfit. Pride Daily is the world's only daily LGBTQ+ news podcast, bringing you the top three global stories in just 2 minutes. Everyone's welcome. Search Pride Daily in your pod app.
Y'all, if you are a queer parent, and I have a feeling you might be, and you're dreaming of the ultimate family getaway, you have to check this out, y'all. Gays with Kids is hosting their 5th annual LGBTQIA+ Family Spring Break from April 2nd through April 6th, 2026. Mark that on your calendars. It is going to be the perfect mix of fun, community, and a beautiful chance to build real connections with other LGBTQ families, like mine, because we're going to be there. We're going to be there, too, and I want to see you there. This is it going to be 3 nights aboard Royal Caribbean International, cruising through the Bahamas, surrounded by other amazing queer families. If this sounds like your kind of trip, because it does for me, you're going to head to the link in the show notes to grab your spot. Oh, and don't forget to mention that you heard about it from the Queer Family Podcast. And come say hi to me when you're there. Okay, I hope to see you there. Let's get on with this show.
The Queer Family Podcast. Love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
Hello. Hello, you lovely, lovely humans. Welcome to the Queer Family Podcast. My name is Jamie, and I'm your host. And you are tuning in, my friends, to the final episode of what we've lovingly called the Queer Family Podcast Pride Extravaganza. The entire month of June and a little bit past it, we gave you double the episodes of queer family goodness with amazing guests who told amazing stories. And this is our very final little episode for you. If you've listened to them all, you know that I asked every single guest in the Pride Extravaganza one particular question. And that question was, what does pride mean to you? And what my lovely editor Gerson has done is taken all of the answers that the folks gave us and put together an entire compilation of what pride means to each and every one of these individuals who came and told their stories. And the answers, they're going to give you the feels, y'all. They're going to give you the feels. And this compilation is just beautiful. And I think it's just a wonderful, like, bow on the end of this Pride Extravaganza. I'm really excited for you to hear all of them put together in this beautiful quilt of Pride goodness. Let's be real. And don't forget, Pride is every day. So keep it going. Stay proud of yourselves. Stay proud of who you are. Stay proud of your differences. Stay proud of your uniqueness. And just love, y'all. Like, I am left with so many amazing feelings having gone through this Pride Extravaganza. And I have amazing feelings about all of the stories I've told. And there are over 200 stories on this show. So if you haven't listened to them all, you need to go do that. Don't forget to make sure you are following us on all the socials. We're the Queer Family Podcast on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube. And on YouTube, you're going to get the video episodes that are gorgeous and lovely. You can watch it now. You can watch, it's like watching TV, queer TV. We should start that, queer TV. I know they tried and then it never sticks. Let's figure that out. How do we make a queer TV station that actually works? And then I want to be the host of it. How do we make that happen? Should we call our friend Rosie? I don't know. Let's see. Follow us on this on all the socials. Go to my merchandise store and get some merchandise, various designs. They're all beautiful. It's at teepublic.com/the Queer Family Podcast. And don't forget, you can always support the show on Patreon by joining my Patreon community at patreon.com/the Queer Family Podcast. That's where you're going to get bonus content, like the video episodes dropped a full day early. And it's all wonderful. And I love you all. Thank you for continuing to tune in. Next season is coming up next week, and we have some great episodes coming at you. This beauty is not ending. It's not ending for as long as I can make it keep going. It's going and going and going because we're here, we're queer, we make families, and we make freaking beautiful families and intentional families. So take that, Rhonda Shithead. I mean, Rhonda Stupidhead. I mean, Rhonda Satan. I could go on and on. I love y'all. Stay pride. Keep that pride and enjoy this little pride compilation.
Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.
I have a question that I have to ask myself and answer because I've been asking all of the guests for the Pride Extravaganza a particular question. And I realized, well, shoot, if I'm making them answer this loaded question, then I guess I should answer it. So I'm going to start it off. The question is, what does pride mean to you? That's a hard question to just spring on someone because there's a lot. There's a lot in this, right? And so in thinking about what does pride mean to me and thinking about all these folks who have come in to be interviewed for this month, pride to me means having the freedom and having the courage to show up unapologetically as your true, authentic self every single day. Every single moment of your life. And I truly believe to the bottom of my core that visibility matters. It matters so much. And if you have the ability to show up as your true authentic self, meaning like for me, for instance, I live in New York City. I live in this bubble where being queer is fine. Having a queer family is fine. My life is not threatened by showing up as myself. If I have the ability, I feel a responsibility to show up even more in the hopes that those folks in other parts of the world, who cannot show up as themselves, who can be killed for showing up as themselves, who can be ripped from their families for showing up as themselves, with me showing up, I work to normalize it. I work to let the rest of the world see, let them see we're out here, we're fighting the fight. And the more I show up, we create a movement, right? I feel like it's so important for myself to be visible and to show up, and also to show up for the children who might not see their true authentic selves reflected in the world around them, who might be told that their true authentic selves are wrong. The more we show up, the more we normalize ourselves. And my mission is still and always has been to highlight, uplift, normalize queer families just so we can let the rest of the world know that we're just like them. We just work a lot harder to create our very beautiful families. Jose Rolon of NYC Gay Dad.
Pride to me definitely means being open to receiving and accepting love from all walks of life. I think that right now we're in a place where there's a lot of division, and I don't believe that we should be one extreme or the other. I do think that there are people in our community that operate on a very extreme way, but that's not really the way to get the message across. And so I think we just really need to be more open to listening and a lot less talking and more listening. And so for me, pride comes with all that. You want to be prideful of how you're showing up in the world so that hopefully you can attract the same thing that, you know, you want. And, you know, and I think that right now we're in a place where I think a lot of people are really frustrated right now. But if we look at history, I think we are definitely going to be back on the upswing, you know, over the next 5 years. And that is my hope. But I do think that pride is for everybody. We just have to open up those minds a little bit more.
I love that. Katie Mason.
What does pride mean to me? I mean, that's such a big question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think like what pride means for me, just especially just as it relates to what I do, is pride is about everybody having the same opportunities. Like I said before, making things accessible for everyone, no matter what your sexual orientation is, and being able to have those choices, the same choices that everybody else does. And I think that's what, I think that's how I feel about pride.
I love that. I love that answer. Brian and Alec Maslin of Meet the Maslins.
For me, pride means me just being unapologetically myself, just being my authentic, true self. I'm proud of who I am, proud of everything that I've done, and loving me for who I am.
Mm. When I think of pride, I think of, similar to like the rays of sunshine, I feel like pride is being a light not only for yourself, but also for other people who may be in the dark as well. It's being a voice for people who just aren't at that stage yet, whatever that looks like. And standing up in your truth to make it easier for somebody after you to do the same.
I'm crying. No, I really am crying. That was beautiful. Brett Shuford and Stephen Hanna of the Broadway Husbands.
It's changed as a parent, right?
Yeah.
Pride for me is about community. I feel like I want to know that the people who are in my life and my child's life have our backs 100% and unapologetically and no excuses. It just is. We just love you unconditionally, no matter what, and we're going to fight for you. And if you're not there, bye-bye. Like, yeah. if you're not going to be there for us, then
it's okay.
We're not there. You know, it's okay. You don't have to.
Yeah.
But we're not going to probably stick around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there were things I think I was willing to tolerate to a certain point before having a child that I just won't tolerate anymore.
Yeah. And I think that's what, you know, pride means for us, is just being fully ourselves and confident and in our skin and trying to lead the path and clear the path even more for our now son, and feeling confident and able to do that, and feeling fortunate enough that we live in a place that we can do that, because we know that we have a lot of privilege and we acknowledge that. And, you know, we just want to be the best selves for us and for now our baby.
I love that. And because once you have those little suckers, like, you have to model pride in your family no matter what. I say that all the time. You can't just let things fly under the rug anymore. No, because they're watching. They're watching and they're taking it in, right? So unapologetically proud. I love that. Yes, 100%. Oh, good answer, y'all. I love you too.
Hey, it's Hillary Frank from The Longest Shortest Time, an award-winning podcast about parenthood and reproductive health. We talk about things like sex ed, birth control, pregnancy, bodily autonomy, and of course, kids of all ages. But you don't have to be a parent to listen. If you like surprising, funny, poignant stories about human relationships and, you know, periods, The Longest Shortest Time is for you. Find us in any podcast app or at longestshortesttime.com.
Richard and Carlos Siegler Carter of the Real Dads of New York.
Pride to me is self-love, truly loving all the imperfections of myself and standing in my truth that I'm a Black man having a gay experience, and I love the husband that I have and I love my family. Anytime I wake up and I'm above ground, I feel that I'm blessed enough, and questing the universe, how can I be an assistant to you making the world a better place? Because at the end of the day, I won't be here forever. But between my date of birth to when I'm dying or when I die, the dash is what makes the importance. And how I live in those dash, accepting me and loving me through the changes or the growth process, embracing all parts of myself. So
that's a good answer.
I love that. Richard?
For me, it means that you're constantly aware of who you are, what makes you who you are, your ability to share who you are with other people, even when it's uncomfortable to do that. It's a demonstration that you are love, you are a part of love, and you are deserving of love. And I think all of those things are important when we're thinking about being prideful and walking in our purpose and truth.
Pride, knowing your value and know that it's not about the clothes you wear or the car you drive or the house you live in. It's you.
Yeah. I did not own my first pride flag until 2020. And I didn't think about that before because to me, I never needed a flag to do that, right? But I get it, right? There are the, and this is where I think some of us get into a little bit of trouble. Mm-hmm. When you're not public, you still have to have pride within yourself, right? And
that's where it starts.
And it's pride will look different, as I mentioned, for everyone. And so when all those symbols go away, when the flag goes away, when allies are no longer our allies, when we have all the things, you're still left with yourself and with your community. And what binds us all, and I say this to people that I meet at work, personally, what unites all of us is a human experience, and love is at the center of that.
A lot of folks wave the flag, but hate themselves. We are still on a daily journey, learning to accept ourselves, especially, again, based on our programming. Growing up in church, growing up in a culture that says you should die, you don't deserve to live. Once you peel those layers of hate off, the gem, the diamond of who you truly are in that space is so important for you to embrace because then you recognize your value. Because so many times I struggled why it took so long to embrace myself and love me for who I am. And once I did not care about those things anymore, I then recognized all the scriptures you're going to bring to me, I can poke holes in those theory. Then why am I measuring myself with what your belief system is? If God is love, in my imperfection, he loves me just the same. And I think anyone who's hearing this or seeing this should recognize that your love just the way you are. So now turn that internally and love yourself just for who you are.
I love this question. Everybody makes me cry when you answer it. Like, it's like so beautiful. Everybody, all of you. And I'll tell you what, those boys are real lucky to have you. Really.
Thank you.
I mean,
he's a great dad.
And so are you. Britt and Sydney Sharon of the Sharon Moms.
It goes back to visibility matters. It's a celebration of who we are today. It is an accomplishment of where we've come and where we have yet to go. It is a moment where we get to reflect on the not so pride celebratory stuff. It is part of that too. It's the other side of it.
I think it's a celebration of everything that we've really had to go through. I think that it is an opportunity to say we're not going back in the closet and we are here. We are grateful and proud of where we've come and how we've gotten there. So, you know, I think it all, you know, it has so many folds now for so many people. It's an opportunity to like come out. It's an opportunity to educate others. It's an opportunity to like feel like included. But I think at the end of the day, you know, we had to deal with police raids and being arrested and attacked and brutalized. And so it's like, no, we're taking our power back. And that's what pride means. And it goes back to visibility matters. That's how we can show our pride all the time, not just in, you know, June.
I love that. I love that answer. That was a good answer. Eric and Adam McEwen of the McHusbands.
The first thing that comes to my mind, what does pride mean to me, would be family. Because we worked so hard to have what we have now as a family. And I'm so proud of us and I'm so proud of our kids. So I think like that pride and family really resonate together for me, at least, just because like it's a life I never expected to have, but it's a life that is so much more fulfilling than the life I had before. Like there's so many layers.
And pride means something different now than it did before, you know, and it grows as you grow older. I think it changes like the pride for the family now and, you know, having that and making sure that, you know, what the world that they're going to live in is better than the world that you lived in and more understanding. So it's that you have to have pride for your family and that involves your chosen family as well. And I think,
yeah. And I think before kids, I always associated pride with like just loving yourself. But then like once you have a family, it's all about like the love for yourself and others and like I don't know. It's just so much more than just you, I guess.
You can't hide your identity anymore when the kids are watching, right?
Exactly.
You have to be loud and proud no matter what, because you're trying to instill pride in them.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
So, 100%. Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love that answer. Family. That's beautiful. I'm going to cry. Claire Wasserman of Ladies Get Paid.
I think off the top of my head, or I guess just the instinct I have about pride, is just unabashedly yourself. Like, no fucks given. I am here and queer. There you go.
There it is. Yeah. I love that. And it's true, right? We have to be more unabashedly ourselves. I agree.
Yeah.
Eric and Tony Von Trainer of Mr. Von Trainer.
For us, it has a different meaning now after having kids than it did before. Before, pride was being loud, being proud, being inclusive, and showing that we're here and it is okay to be gay. It's okay to be lesbian. It's okay to be trans. Like, we are incredible humans who deserve every right that anyone else does. Now, it looks a little different for us. After having our girls, we want to show them that, you know, families come in so many different shapes and forms. Two moms, two dads, anyone and everyone in between, you know. There's so many different shapes to families, and every single family is rooted in the same thing, and that is love. And that's what pride is for us, is showing our girls and any other kids, families, anyone else out there, that pride is about love and creating a family and growing two beautiful little nuggets and showing them the beauty of the world and showing them that they need to be proud of their family, because there's nothing wrong with their family.
There's nothing wrong with your family. And it was built with a lot of intention and a lot of thought.
A lot.
And a lot of love.
Oh, yeah.
So I love that. I love that. That's beautiful. Tony, you have anything to add to that?
Again, like I said, I have a few years in Eric. So for me, it's pride has changed. In the beginning, it was God, I can't believe people are out there celebrating this. Oh my God, what if people find out about me? To being embraced by the community, like, okay, wait a minute, this isn't so bad. To, okay, then it went to like I got to go out and party on the weekend. Then it turned into like, okay, no, this is really, you've got to be an example. You don't have to be, but you can choose to be. And that's kind of what we've chosen to do, is just be an example for folks. So like, hey, you know, it's not bad. It's not what, you know, if you are in an area or you're in a family that is not inclusive or that's not accepting, call us or call some. There are people that are out there that are willing to listen. And it's just being that the whole sense of like, family can look so many different ways. Right. He's much better with words than I am.
No, that's beautiful.
Don't cut yourself short, Tony. And I think it's beautiful. I think y'all are beautiful. I'm so happy your girls are home and you are one complete unit. And I cannot wait to see what comes next.
Queer Family Podcast.
Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning into the Queer Family Podcast. I hope you enjoyed what you heard. And if you did enjoy what you heard, feel free to subscribe, rate, and review us anywhere you get your podcasts or watch your podcasts. All those things make a huge difference in getting this show out to an even bigger and wider audience. And in the name of visibility and inclusion, that's the goal here. So let's share this far and wide, folks. Let's normalize our families. That's the whole point of this. And if you really like what you hear and what you see, feel free to join me on Patreon. I have various tiers in my Patreon community that start at just $2 a month. That's less than a cup of coffee. Come on, at least in the city of New York City, it is. You're going to get bonus content over there. You're going to get video episodes dropped a day early. And even more crazy shenanigans of yours truly just trying to get her life together. And I'll tell you what, it's a monumental effort. I'm not going to lie. But you have to go to Patreon to see it. And also make sure to get that merchandise. It's time to represent. It's pride, y'all. And then every day is pride, as we know. So you're going to go to tpublic.com/thequeerfamilypodcast and get your merchandise. Like, wouldn't you want a little Queer Family Podcast mug to drink your morning coffee or tea in? Who wouldn't? Right? Who wouldn't? Go get that. And make sure you're following on all the socials. We are the Queer Family Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube, where you're going to get the video episodes. And they're so fun. And I'm literally looking at you right now and talking, which is kind of very fun for me. This is fun, being on video, except for the fact that I feel like I have to try to look nice for y'all now, which I never did before. but you don't need to know any of that. Okay. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. Keep on tuning in. Watch the next one if you're on YouTube, or listen to the next. Just keep on doing it and share it far and wide. I love you. Mwah. I'm going to get out of your ears right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Tune in again and again. I'll see you soon.
Love is love on the Queer Family Podcast. Love is love.